My turn. Okay, here is the assignment. First of all, this is focusing on keys, but I also want you to establish a variety of constraints. You pick where you want them. But I want you to have one that does a check and one that does a not null and one that does a unique. And I want you to throw in a couple of indexes. So, the first one I said was to take the oil table and essentially put in the keys and the foreign keys. So you've already got it. And what my plan was that you already had the table, you hadn't got the keys on it. So now you're going to figure out how to put keys on an existing table with existing data. Okay, so I want you to go in and put the keys on the existing tables with the existing data. And I've given you the logical layout for the ones. We went over that, and it's also out on the web, so on the oil table. So then on the next one, I want you to develop a set of tables for a system, and we're going to talk about that system now. I want you to develop that set of tables, but I want you to put the key in as you're developing them. So as you create the table, put the primary key in as you're creating the table. So that basically on problem one, you're taking existing tables and adding keys. And on problem two, you're creating tables and putting the keys in and the creation process. Okay, so that's what I want you to do. Okay, so let's talk about the payroll table. I've got an employee number, employee name, salary, tax percent, medical withheld, other deductions withheld, projects the person's working on, name of the project, manager of the project, and hours the employee worked on the project. Each time they worked on it, I want to have a record of each time they worked on it. So, you know, if you work on it for 3 hours on Monday, I want to know that. If you work on it for 4 hours on Tuesday, I want to know that. And that sort of thing. So, first of all, how many tables am I going to need and what tables am I going to need? So, let's go through what tables I'm going to need. What's one of the tables I'm going to need? Pardon? Yes. I'm going to need an employee table. Okay, what else am I going to need?
Projects table.
A projects table. And what else am I going to need?
Somebody to join them.
Well, look at the last thing I said. I want
hours.
The hours worked on the project. For the employee.
Particular project.
Right.
Table.
So basically what I've got is, we'll call it just employee project.
Yeah.
Because an employee working on a project. Now this is a bridge table. This is bridging between the two. Okay? Because one employee, this is what I've got here, is a many-to-many relationship. Okay, I have a many-to-many relationship because one employee can work on many projects and one project can be worked on by many employees. So I can't put the project key on the employee table because I'm going to put multiples there and that's repeating groups. I can't put the employee on the project because I'm going to have multiple employees working on the project. That's a repeating group. And I can't have repeating groups. Well, let's slow down and let's do it. Okay, so on the employee table, I'm going to have the employee number and then other information about the employee. Their name, their salary, and their deductions. That's information about the project employee. What am I going to have on the project table?
Project person.
You need like a project ID.
Yes. I need a project ID. I need an employee ID. Huh? What did you say? Yeah, I need the project name. I need the manager. And so that's the information. Okay, now what are the primary keys on these two tables?
Way number and project ID.
Right. So that's the primary key over there. This is the primary key over here. Okay? So, on the employee project table, what do I need as my keys?
Employee number, project ID.
Okay, so I need the employee number because I need to know who it is. I need the project ID.
That's a date.
Yeah. I need the date. I need to know when they worked on the project because employee number, if I just had as my key, employee number, project ID, one employee, the employee could work on the project once. And that's it because employee number, project ID is used. So they could work on the project once and that's not practical. So I'm going to have the date, okay? And the date might include a starting time that they started or whatever, or if I don't actually care, that's fine. What I can tell them is if you work on it in the morning, then work on it again in the afternoon, add those up and put in all what you worked on for one day, which is reasonable. If you fill out time cards, you fill them out for a whole day. So what I need on here is the hours worked. I need to know how many hours. It does say hours worked. There. Okay, the pen is really doing well today. Notice that I was able to go in and add to the W. Okay, so that is going to be the hours worked. And this meets the rules because hours worked is dependent on the combination of who, what, and when that I've got here. I've got who worked on the project, when they, what project they worked on, and when they worked on it. And so it is data that you put on a key, on a table that has a multi-part key, has to relate to all parts. And it does. It relates to that employee worked on that project on that date. So those hours relate to all parts of the key. You started to say something.
I don't understand why the employee number and the project ID on the bridge table on the primary key. Why aren't those foreign keys related to the project?
They are. They're foreign keys as well. We haven't got there yet. But every table is going to have a primary key. And the primary key is what identifies a unique record. And to identify a unique record in this case, because an employee is going to work on many projects and many employees are going to work on many projects, and we have to know what the employee was, what project it was, and what date. That's what makes the record unique.
Yeah.
Okay? So that if I'm putting up here on the employee project, I have employee 100 worked on project 111 on the date 12 October 14. And then that same employee worked on that same project on October 14. I'll make that a 15.
Yeah.
Okay. And so now that's unique. But if I had tried to put the same employee on the same project in there without having a date, then I wouldn't have been able to put it in because those two would have been the primary key. I need to have all three. So there were 4 hours that time and 6 hours that time, or something like that. Okay? So that's why I need the three parts. Because employee 100 can also work on another project on 12 October 14, and they worked 4 hours on that project. So I have to be able to have employee 100 work on multiple projects, and they can work on two projects on the same day, because in reality you lots of times work on two projects on the same day. Okay? And then I go to employee 200 who worked on 111 for 12 October 14th for 4 hours also. So the thing that's unique there is that apparently employee 200 was working with employee 100 on the same project on the same day. Okay, so that's why I need to have those three things, the primary keys. Those three parts of the primary key. So now, okay, so these, all this together is the primary key. The only thing that is not part of the primary key is the hours worked. Okay, so now I get the foreign keys, and yes, employee number is also a foreign key that links over to here, and project ID is also a foreign key that links. That's a foreign key as opposed to foreign whatever, foreign. A foreign key that links into there. So I've got parts of the primary key can be foreign keys. In fact, frequently are. Because usually when I make a compound project, a compound primary key like that, it's usually because I'm using parts that are on another table. And I want to link to them. And so once I want to do a link, I've got a foreign key. So those are primary parts of the primary key, and they are also foreign keys that link into the table. And in fact, if I don't see a way of getting to all the tables, then I've done a lousy design. Because I should be able to see how, if I want to know what projects an employee worked on, I can take the employee, and I want the employee's names, I can take information from the employee table, link into the employee project table to get the project ID, and link over here to get the name of the project. So I have to be able to link around there so that I can access all of the information. And a bridge table is just that. It's frequently the bridge. Yeah.
When you're making tables, when you're trying to make foreign keys, maybe this is a dumb question, but employee project, you'd have to put the foreign key on employee number and project ID. But would you have to put it in the project ID foreign key? No, it's not a foreign key.
It's not a foreign key.
Okay.
It's a primary key that the foreign key is linking to.
Okay. All right.
And foreign keys have to link to a primary key. Yeah.
In the bridge table, do you have to specifically label the employee number and the project ID, a primary key, and a foreign key?
You label the three together as a primary key.
But also, do you have to do those separately? Or?
You do them you put them together as the primary key, and then you do it separately.
So the foreign key would be a separate?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was making it.
Usually I put primary key. Lots of times you put primary keys on when you're creating the table.
Right.
And you get all the tables created and then you make the foreign keys.
Okay.
Lots of times you do it that way.
Okay.
You know, I've got my tables all created. Now I'll put in my foreign keys and make the linking happen. But I want to create the primary key as I'm going. Okay, what I actually want you to do today is I want you to experiment with it. And so I've got this example. It keeps giving you warnings. It doesn't like the way you listen to this. Okay. Is it happy now? Apparently. Oh, come on. Okay, so I've got this example. Okay, an Oracle key example. And what I want you to do is basically, I'm assuming you have a donor table, and I'm assuming you might have a drive and a donation. If not, then make them. But you can make those fairly fast. I want to make these tables. If you've got a donor table, what I did was make a copy of my donor table and called it Donor Z. Okay, so I made a copy of my donor table and called it Donor Z. So what I want you to do is basically go through and do what I've done here. And also feel free to experiment. But I want you to go through and create the tables. If you don't have a donation table, here's what the donation table looks like. And you can throw a few donations into it. And if you don't have a drive table, that's what the drive table looks like, and you can throw a few drives into it. So if you don't have those tables, go ahead and create them, and then go ahead and do the primary key, foreign key, and all that good stuff. I did the altar, but if you don't have the donation table, you can go back and look and put on the primary key as you're creating it. Okay, so basically what we're doing today is we're working on this so that you get to play with it and get to try the stuff out. And if we get done, then we'll do something else. If not, we'll just keep plugging. Questions? Then I'm going to turn off